Hello and welcome to another episode of Words With Myself.
The weather in England can be precarious at the best of times, so when a day comes around that's showing promise of sunshine, it tends to get all of our hopes up, and this weekend was one of those days. It looked very overcast in the morning, and then lightened up in the afternoon, and just as the weather looked like it was about to improve and the sunshine was going to come out, I decided I was going to go for a walk and make the most of it while I could. And I went to get ready, and it suddenly starts pouring with rain again. Now, normally, a bit of rain wouldn't bother me. I actually quite like walking in the rain. But on this particular day, I'd already been out doing the gardening and doing a few various different things, and I was kind of sick of the cold, to be honest. Like, I was just tired of being out in the cold, and I only wanted to go out if it was nice and sunny. But at the same time, the very thought of not going for a walk also wasn't a particularly good option. I knew I wanted to go out, and I decided I'm going to put my boots on, and despite the rain, despite the weather, I'm just going to try and make the most of it, and I'll go to the forest where at least I'll have some protection from the rain. So I lace up, I go, I get in the car, and I start driving. And as I'm driving, the rain is getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm thinking, oh God, I'm going to have to make this a short walk because it's like becoming torrential and I'm going to get soaked and I'm not really prepared for it. Like I had a jacket and a jumper, but not really like rain equipment. But nevertheless, I decided, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to commit. I've said that I'm going to go for a walk. I've got in the car. I've got my shoes on. I'm not going to turn around now. I may as well try and go for the walk that I wanted. So I continued on driving, and about 20 minutes later, I arrived at my destination, and I opened my door, and it was like everything cleared up. It was just the second I opened my door, the sunshine came out, the clouds went away, and the rain stopped, and the ground was a little bit soggy, but apart from that, it was wonderful weather, and literally for the entirety of my walk, the weather just kept improving. It kept getting better. And I had sun, and it was actually quite warm. I had to take my jumper off. I was walking in just a shirt. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy that I went for a walk, that I actually stuck with it. Because if I'd have turned around and gone home or never left in the first place, I would have missed out. I might have been stuck at home looking at the nice weather thinking, oh, I wish I was out there in this. I wish I'd gone for my walk. But instead, I was so lucky and fortunate to be out in the sunshine enjoying it. When initially I had so much resistance to doing that, I kind of felt like I just wanted to relax and I didn't really feel like going for a walk, but I knew that I should get some fresh air and I knew that I really would enjoy it when I went there, and that if the weather was nice, I would also be able to get some sun. But luckily I pushed through that resistance. Luckily I knew better than how I felt in that current moment. I didn't allow those feelings to rule the decision that I was making, because I actually just made the decision I knew what was best, rather than, you know, seeing how I feel to make that decision. Because if it was how I felt like being lazy, to be honest. I felt like not doing a lot at all. And I knew that a walk would benefit me, that the fresh air would benefit me, that the sunshine would benefit me. I knew those were the good things to do. And even though I didn't feel like doing that, it really was the best thing for me. And we see this in all kinds of areas, like when you don't feel like going to the gym, you don't feel like getting up early in the morning, but it is the best thing for you. And this is why I don't put much emphasis on how I feel to what I'm doing, because I know that how I feel towards something is often an inaccurate indication of how I will feel after or during, and even inaccurate to what is best for me. You know, I could feel like just eating chocolate or sitting at home and watching the TV all day. But any time I would do something like that, I would feel rubbish after. I would feel like I had no energy and I would feel lethargic and tired and really like low and almost depressed. Like it would come with all of these things. And even though that was what I quote unquote wanted to do, it was actually something that I was sacrificing. I was sacrificing feeling good. I was sacrificing doing something that would be good for me and beneficial for me and put me in a good mood for something that I felt like I wanted to do. And those feelings are constantly kind of clouding our judgment. And it's not to discard those feelings. It's not to say that they're not important, but to know that feelings are not always accurate. They're not truth. Feelings aren't maybe true to you, that it is true that you are feeling that feeling, but the reasoning behind feeling that thing is not true, is not accurate. For instance, you might be having a conversation with someone and then be telling you something and you feel like they're attacking you and you feel angry and upset that they have betrayed you and that they're attacking you and that they're saying all of these things that are hurtful. But in reality, that might not be their intention at all. We're ascribing those intentions onto that person based off of how we feel. And it's very important to know that our feelings are true to us, but they are not necessarily true in a wider sense, like an ultimate truth. For instance, we've talked a lot about the difference between intuition and anxiety, and how those thoughts from anxiety often come in forms of questions, how they're often very doubtful, and the intuition is very definitive, and it makes statements. It's like, this is a good thing. This is, you know, I've got a really good feeling about this, not like an anxious, doubting, questioning. And that is why it's important to not disregard feelings, not completely be rid of them and suppress them, but instead to acknowledge how we feel, but not necessarily allow how we feel to dictate the actions that we're going to take. To allow those feelings to come up, the resistance, the anxiety, the feeling of fear or anger or resentment or being upset or jealousy or whatever quote-unquote negative emotion is coming up, allow that to come up. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do something with that information based on it being accurate. You know, for instance, if I'm feeling angry and I feel like this person is doing something, I don't necessarily have to act out of that anger just because I'm feeling it. I can instead acknowledge how I feel and choose to act in a different way rather than meeting anger with anger, maybe meeting anger with understanding or anger with boundaries and removing myself from the situation. I don't have to make decisions based off of how I feel. And often, if you tend to make decisions off of how you feel, you're going to make bad decisions or decisions that aren't the best thing for you. Because the feeling is true. It is true that you're angry. But when you decide to prescribe a whole set of truths around this, like I'm feeling angry because this person did this, or I'm feeling angry because of this reason, instead of just appreciating that anger has come up, that is what has arose, and that is how you are feeling, but I'm not necessarily going to give any weight to it or any credence to it. I'm just going to allow it to be, to feel it without attaching to it. So that when I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like getting out of bed, or I feel tired, or I feel like I want to stay in bed for it where it's comfy and cozy, instead, I know what is best for me. I know that if I stay in bed, I'm going to be more tired and more lethargic and much less energy throughout the day. So instead, if I get up earlier when my alarm goes off and I don't keep hitting snooze and I just get out of bed, I know that that's going to net a positive result for the rest of my day, and is going to improve how I feel versus what I would have done if I acted purely on the information of how I felt. Because how I felt, everything was saying that the right thing to do was to stay there. But I knew from previous experience, from previous experimentation of doing that, that it actually isn't the right thing and it doesn't make me feel better. It actually makes me feel a lot worse. And being able to separate and make a distinction between this feeling truth, like this truth of how I feel right now, which is a truth, but also consider the other truths, like the truths that are, is this going to make me feel better now but worse later? Is this contributing towards my long-term goals? Is this going to be a net positive or a net negative? You know, considering these things within that single truth within the context of a wider range of truths and a broader picture, you can see that a truth can actually be outweighed by a set of other truths. That doesn't make it not true, but instead it means that you have to be careful with the truth that you focus on, whether that is the truth of how you feel, or the truth of where you want to be, or the truth of what's best for you. You would be surprised if you were to take a step back to assess the situation and separate how you feel towards what you're doing. And you would realize that a lot of the time you would make different decisions. And for instance, if I had listened to how I felt I would have never gone on my walk, and I actually had the best time ever. And I had such a great experience by just being in the woods, and the sun was out, it was shining, and I was reading, and everything. I just had the best day. And I could have missed out on that. And that really does hammer that point home for me, that, you know, allowing myself to just listen to how I feel in order to construct what I do, I can actually miss big opportunities. I can lose out on amazing experiences. And it's not necessarily a primary driver for what I do and the actions that I take is how I feel. It's actually quite low on the list. And I know that a lot of the times how I feel will directly conflict with the things that I have to do and the things that I want to do, the things that I want from my life long term. I'm not necessarily going to feel like doing it. For instance, when I go training, it's very hard and I don't often feel like, yeah, I really want to go. This is going to be amazing. I know it's going to be tough. I know that there's a likelihood I can get injured. I know that it's going to be tough on my body. It's going to be physically tough, mentally tough, all of the above. But every time I go, I know for a fact that I did never regret it. I've never gone to training and regretted it once in my life. I always feel like I'm so glad I went. Yet there's been lots of times where I've either successfully talked myself out of it or tried to talk myself out of going and convince myself that, you know, it's actually not what's best for me. It's actually not the right thing to do. And, oh, maybe I should just stay home. Maybe I'm not feeling up to it today. But that feeling is not congruent with reality. It's not congruent with the truth. It isn't actually what is best, or it isn't actually based in evidence. It's just based in a need for comfort, based on prioritizing immediate gratification to delayed gratification. And the universe has a really funny way of testing how bad that you want something. If you say, for instance, I want to be rich, or I want a forest home, or I want to lead a kingdom, or whatever it is that you want to, that you want from life. When you make these goals, when you set these intentions and you say, this is what I want, the universe will say, really? Like, how badly do you really want it? And make it seem like it's a challenge. Like it is, put all of these obstacles in your way just to see you overcome them, just to reinsert into your mind that you really do want this and that you're gonna go the distance, that you are up to the task. Because if you're not, then the universe will put things in your way that quickly show you, oh, actually, this is not something that I really want and I'm not willing to fight for this. And unfortunately, many people are convinced that the life they want is not worth fighting for, that it's not worth the effort. And that's unfortunately really sad and upsetting that so many people in life feel like that. Like their goals, their happiness is not worth the sacrifice of immediate gratification or things in the short term. And instead, they would rather be a mediocre, miserable forever than the chance of a really high positive or really high negative, or going through those ranges of motions on a daily basis. They would much rather be kind of like a plateaued, consistent grey. Because even like my walk, that everything was lining up to say, don't go for the walk. Don't go for the walk. You know, not only did I not feel like it, it also looks grey and overcast. Then it starts to rain. Then the rain gets worse. But the second I push through all of that and going, no, I'm committing to this, I'm doing this no matter what. I've already decided this is what I want to do. I know it's what's best for me and I'm going to do it. And then the second I open the door, I'm rewarded with beautiful sunshine, clear skies and a perfect day. And I had to go through that resistance. I had to force my way through those feelings in order to get where I wanted to be, which was a nice walk on a nice day. And I was blessed with that because of my perseverance. And in so many ways, everything in life is like that. You have to show the universe that you are willing. You are willing to go the distance. You are willing to fight for the things that you want. You're willing to endure. You're willing to suffer in order to suffer less. And I know that sounds quite odd. Like that doesn't sound like it should be, but it really is. And when you think about most things in life, you'll see that it fits that pattern. That if you exercise and eat well now, you will be in much better health later on in life. And similarly, if you just eat crap and don't exercise, then your health is going to diminish later and you're not going to enjoy the fruits of your labor later on. You're not going to feel as good or as agile. You're going to feel more sluggish, more perished. Like, that investment in yourself, that duty of care that you have to yourself, is going to pay dividends later. And it's up to you to accept whether you are willing to do that, whether you want what you want enough, whether you want those goals, whether you want that life that you want. Like, how badly do you want it? Because if you wanted it that bad, you would make it happen. And it's important that you truly take stock of that. Like, how badly do I want this? And how far am I willing to go? Because if any old minor inconvenience can derail me and take me off mission and decide that it's not worth it, then I was never going to cut it in the first place by being in that position that I wanted. For instance, I know in myself, I have a lot of ambitious goals in life. I want for a lot. And I know that the things that I want to do and the positions I want to be in are actually very demanding. And if I can, you know, give it all up now, or if I can't overcome a simple obstacle now, or if I can't persevere or push through now, then I wouldn't be very good in those positions anyway. I wouldn't be able to survive in those conditions, because I can't survive when I don't have to. So why am I going to be in the position where I make good decisions when I have to, if I can't make good decisions when I don't have to? I know, like, in myself, and that's what gives me a lot of my confidence, is that the times that I didn't have to do it, the times that I could have done something differently, and I chose to do what was best for myself, I chose to show up for myself, and it wasn't because I had to, it was because I wanted to, it was because I knew that that was what was best for me. And it wasn't that, you know, that I was forced into a corner. It was actually everything showed me that I should cop out or be lazy or give up or take a different route. But instead, I chose to persevere. I chose to elevate myself and to push through. And that has reaped the most magnificent rewards for me. And I hope that it will continue to do so. And I hope that it continues to do so for you. So whatever it is that you want, get after it. And go get it. Thank you for listening.